man. This is the old good morning man, Kermit Edney, exploring with you, at times, the dusty, mildewed pages of history dating back to 1946, when WHKP first signed on the air. Frank Fitzsimmons did this sort of program for 25 years, which produced a three-volume set from the banks of the Ocklawaha. And we're covering, basically, where Fitz left off. Today, another chapter in a series where dying provides a living business for more than a generation. Tom Shepard doesn't know how it got started, neither does Fred Jackson, but for the old-timers, you certainly had to be politically correct in choosing the funeral home to bury a loved one. It was Shepard's for Democrats, Jackson, formerly Walter Stepp, for Republicans. The first black funeral home in the county had no such political leanings. It was founded in 1941 by James Pilgrim. Yesterday we dealt primarily with Thomas Shepard and Son, the son being Bill Shepard, and Bill, of course, was the father of today's Tom. The other funeral home in the earlier days of the county was Walter Stepp. Please bear in mind that both Shepard's and also Stepp's establishments were not just funeral homes, but they were furniture stores and funeral homes. In a number of the old yellowed advertisements I have seen for Walter Stepp, I've noted founded in 1903. That was the same year that Tom Shepard joined his brother M.M. Shepard and Flav Hart in the Shepard Funeral Home. The Stepp Funeral Parlor was on King Street in a house adjacent to today's furniture outlet. That house was pulled across the street in the 60s or 70s and used by the Miller family in their laundry and cleaning operation. Those advertisements praised the services of the Walter D. Stepp Funeral Home, successor to J.M. Stepp. Walter had risen to the rank of corporal in the old 6th Company in what was called the Lost Squadron during the First World War. I also found where Walter had been a contributor to that infamous Firemen's Convention in 1929 in Hendersonville, when the conventioners had wrought thousands of dollars in damage to the New Skyland Hotel, had disrupted the city for 3 days, and the city fathers had promised never, never, never to ask a Firemen's Convention ever to come back to Hendersonville. Walter Stepp was the son of Thomas Jones Stepp. He had a brother, Bynum. In the Depression years, Stepp Funeral Home had experienced particularly hard times. And finally, in the 40s, the family decided that they simply could not put up the money to make the funeral home competitive again. A flat tire on the hearse on one funeral led to adverse comment they couldn't overcome. So they sold the funeral home to Tom Shepard. Now, the ink had hardly dried when another group of Republicans applied for a charter and began business as Jackson Thompson Funeral Home. The principals included Clyde Jackson, Jim Thompson, and Jack Lovingood, who owned Wilson Drug Company on 7th. And the funeral home acquired property on the Greenville Highway. Clyde had never been involved in politics prior to this time, but as he attempted to operate the funeral home, he discovered that as patients died in the county-owned hospital, the bodies were just automatically transferred to Shepherd's. He felt strongly that the patient's family ought to be consulted before transfer, and he vowed to accomplish this if the people would elect me county commissioner. Clyde won with a huge majority, and he would win in every election in which he offered his candidacy. Clyde had a beautiful tenor voice, and innumerable times he would sing at funerals that fantastic song, Sunrise Tomorrow. One Democratic politician complained to me once, "There ain't no way you can beat Clyde Jackson as long as he goes around singing Sunrise Tomorrow." Clyde arranged for the construction of the chapel in the Pines, and in 1971 established with Homer Hobbs, Herbert Fields, and Ray Farmer the Grandview Memorial Gardens. Jackson sold his interest in the funeral home in the early 80s to a holding company in Oregon, but it was purchased back in 1985 by his son Fred and operated jointly today by he and his wife Sis. Tomorrow, we'll deal with James Pilgrim, and Henderson County's first black mortician. However, in my entire 50 years' experience in working with all three funeral homes, I can tell you I've never heard of one word of criticism from one about the other. Regardless of numerous tabloid stories about con games in the funeral director's field, I've never seen nor heard of any instance where this has occurred locally. All three services are recognized as far above average. And while two of the businesses did establish mausoleums or cemetery gardens, there has never been, to my knowledge, any effort on the part of the developer to influence interment choice on any family. And now cremation is playing a strong role in funeral rites. Shepherd's is the only in-house provider of this service, but I've never heard of alternative recommendations on the part of the other two firms. Tomorrow, James Pilgrim, and another favorite person known to the seventh child of the seventh child, born here and with the good sense never to leave, and who's worked at a job he loved, not for 50 years, but all his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.